Bryant McFadden will join us here in a moment, NFL analyst for CBS. We are still alive in the survivor pool. Roger tweeting and saying, basically, it's got to be Chargers over Jets. I mean, it's a no-brainer pick for Roger, and we do have that ability. We've got the Chargers. We could pick them. We have the Vikings available. They're at home against Dallas. Those are kind of the two games we're looking at right now.
Chargers. I say Chargers over Jets.
When you say it out loud like that, it's kind of has a good ring to it. Anything against the Jets?
Yeah,
Vinny. Who the hell wants to? Who wants to trust the Cowboys and Kirk Cousins in the same game?
Yeah, that's exactly. You're heading down a road where now you're gonna. It'll be stress watching where the Jets. I mean, Donnie LaGreca, if you follow him at all.
he's a Giants fan, I think, but even he hates on what's going on with the Jets. How can he not? Like, the Jets are coming off a bye, which you would think should help them, but I think they're bye-proof. I mean, I don't think it matters. They could be off for a month, practice every day, be fully healthy. I still think they're likely going to lose, and they're a big dog. I think the game opened at, like, a 7-point favorite for the Chargers. It's been bet up to 9.5. Like, that's how bad the Jets are. There's so much money pouring in on the L.A. Chargers, who have two wins.
Yeah.
But that's sad. That's sad.
Yeah, it says something about the Jets. And it would be kind of deja vu, right? The Vikings were the team that burned us a couple of years ago, where we thought they were going to steamroll the Bills, and we were out in, like, week three. So
yeah, Bills were up 21-0 in the first quarter.
Yeah, that one came to an end pretty quickly. Here is two-time Super Bowl champ, CBS NFL analyst, and co-host of the All Things Covered podcast, Bryant McFadden. How you doing, Bryant?
Man, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. We're talking about our own survivor pool and how fading the Jets appears to be the play for almost everybody in football pools right now. Do you think they have a shot at picking up a win, if not this weekend, at any point? Or do you think the Jets are staring at 0-16?
I don't think the Jets will go 0-16. I think I see at least one ball game that they could win, and it could be this week. One thing that we're starting to realize about the Los Angeles Chargers is that they will find a way to lose a ball game.
Yeah, they have been very creative at finding a way to lose a ball game. You're not wrong there. That might make us think. We'll come up with a pick tomorrow. We'll let you know. I'm sure you're very intrigued by our survivor pool picks.
No question. Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah, but there's a game tonight that is definitely a more marquee game than Jets-Chargers, and that would be the Seahawks and the Cardinals, a battle of the NFC West, both teams 6-3, both great quarterbacks, both quarterbacks in, I think, top five pursuit of the MVP. And the Seahawks are favored at home, but I'm not sure they should be the way they've been playing. How do you see this game tonight playing out?
I think it's going to be an entertaining ball game. I think we're going to see two top tier quarterbacks go toe to toe, and they will not disappoint. I think when you look at many experts and I guess with Vegas, you know, picking Seattle to win, I think a lot of that has to do with this being a primetime game at Seattle. One thing we know about Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll, when they play primetime ball games at home, they win more than they lose. And I think that's a big difference. And we look at the winnings and losses. So losses. So for me, I think that caters into what we're seeing right now. But in reality, I really like Arizona. The reason why I like Arizona, they have one of the best offenses in the National Football League. I think they're number one in total yards gained, and not to mention how well they've been running the football. And Seattle's defense has been bad. They have been bad. Now they're getting a bit more healthier, but they have struggled. So I think this is a good opportunity for the Arizona Cardinals to create separation within their division and coming up with a huge win tonight.
What is it about the players when you mention, like, a primetime game? Is it because they're the only game in town? It's the only one people are watching? Like, what's the extra motivation there for the players? You only play 16 a year. Shouldn't you kind of be jacked up for everyone? What is this? How does this factor in so much? I'm dying to know.
No, you will be jacked up for every ball game because it's the sport you play. You're a professional. Your job is to go out and give it your all week in and week out. The difference is when you talk about a primetime game, if I can simplify this for people who've never been in a locker room or in a huddle, you know everybody is watching. You might have that one aunt that really don't watch football every Sunday, but she understands when it's Monday night, when it's Sunday night, or when it's Thursday night, that good aunt of yours is going to be tuned in to watch. and that can be, that, the same can be said for all your friends and your family, because this is the only NFL game on tonight. So everybody will be watching, and players understand that. They recognize that. And that's why when you talk about primetime games, you usually see the best from both sides of the football field.
If you had a pick in the MVP race and it had to be handed out tonight, would you give it to Kyler Murray first or Russell Wilson first?
Wow, I'll give it to Russell. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, we're starting to hear the saying, let Russ cook. But outside of cooking, Russell has been asked to seat the people that come into the restaurant. He's been asked to take their menu,
right,
set up the reservation, go in the kitchen, cook the food, and bring it out to the customers. So Russell has been asked to do so much, and he's been standing that tall task as of late. So for me personally, when you look at the percentage of what Russell has to do week in and week out, and most importantly being successful in doing so, I'll give the nod to Russell right now.
We're chatting with Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champ, CBS NFL analyst, and co-host of the All Things Covered podcast. It's going to be a great game tonight, and there's great games down the stretch now, right? Like, we're a week away from Thanksgiving next week. And it's time to basically put up or shut up. But the difference this year being there's only one top seed that'll get that bye, right, with the expanded playoffs. And I think it's significant whoever gets it every year. The statistics would tell you that. Whoever the top two teams are in each conference that get a week off, generally speaking, they're in a very good position going a long run. I think it's extrapolated this year with only one team getting that. Do you get the impression like teams are well aware of it and the pursuit of that in both the AFC and the NFC has to be the top priority for the top-end teams to get that top seed and get that bye week?
Yeah, teams are aware of it, fans are aware of it, and because of that, I think we're going to see entertaining ball game all the way down to the last week. You know, sometimes you look at the NFL season, sometimes the last week or the last 2 weeks, it really is not important to some organizations that have playoff aspirations. But if you have playoff aspirations, you're trying to focus in on the seeds throughout the entire season. Also, like you said, one team will get that off week. That off week is important. I've been able to get to the playoffs doing it either way. What's an off week or playing from start to finish in the first round? But I can tell you this much. When you have that bye week under your belt, you know you automatically in round two, and you get a home game. So
right. Because
of that, we're going to see teams scrap and claw until the final week of the season, because every game will matter, especially for playoff teams with playoff aspirations.
The podcast is All Things Covered. He does that, Bryant McFadden, with Patrick Peterson, and he is a Super Bowl champ, CBS NFL analyst, and first time on the show. It's been great. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you for this.
Man, you guys make sure you subscribe and give us a listen. Let me know what you think. All Things Covered with Patrick Peterson. Make sure you tune in and watch Pat cover All Things tonight against Seattle.
Yes, we look forward to that. Thank you, Brian. Sure.
Yes, sir.
Brian McFadden, Patrick Peterson, doing a podcast while he's playing. He's in action tonight. Arizona, one of the best corners in the league.
What do you think about it? Is this kind of growing thing where guys that are currently playing, they're doing podcasts while they're playing? I know J.J. Redick's got one. He's the one that had Fred VanVleet on the other day.
Yeah, Danny.
Do you have time for a podcast with what goes into being a professional athlete? I don't know.
I guess you've got a ton of time if you're on the road and just sitting in the hotel.
I get
room
it, man.
And
you want to talk about driving a coach nuts, though, Brian? If you're struggling and not performing, but you got to get back after practice and fire up your podcast, your coach would want to go nuts.
Yeah, that would be a tough explanation.
Especially if you say something on there.
Oh, yeah. Coach is like a dink.
Yeah, I mean, even you head down a road where you don't get out. You know, you get a little loose on a podcast, you start talking a little bit, and you let somebody behind the curtain like that, you can get yourself in trouble. You got to be mindful of that. But I think guys have, to your point, Brian, I think guys have a ton of time. If they're not, you hear about guys on the road now, they're gaming, they're doing things that, you know, a lot of young athletes, like, I didn't do that. When we got on the road, it was always dinner and a movie, or vice versa, movie then dinner. And, you know, if you had a night off, you go for a couple of drinks. Like, it's the athlete's different now.
Everyone thinks we were so crazy, Jamie, but that's all we did. We went to movies, and if we had the night off in the town, we would go out and drink 100 beers. It wasn't that crazy.
I actually, I loved playing against Arizona, but Phoenix back in the day where you stayed in Scottsdale, right, like in a nice area, and you weren't that far from the rink, and there was like a Houston's next door to the Ritz-Carlton. You'd go have a couple beers. Right next to that was a movie theater. Like, there were certain situations where you knew you were going to, you know, you're playing against Phoenix. That's what you're going to do. You're going to eat at that restaurant. You're going to go to a movie and then play them the next night. Like, you weren't going nuts, even though those were cities you'd want to go nuts in because they're great cities, you know?
Yeah, it would actually be cool to kind of see where these podcasts are getting recorded. It's like when you're in garbage towns, that's when you're downloading or when you're broadcasting podcasts, but you're in New York or Miami, you're like, meh, we got to take a night off on this because we've got better things to do.
But they would have to be bringing equipment and stuff on the road, wouldn't they?
Yeah. I mean, if they're doing it during the season, I mean, football season, you play, you know, you're not going to do it while you're traveling on the Saturday or the Sunday or whatever, but you just have it set up from home. You do it on every Tuesday or whatever. You know you're going to be at home. Like, you're never playing on a Tuesday in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it makes it a little bit easier. But that's the new going thing, man. Everyone's kind of doing it.